Now, how will you pronounce it? Jalasatit Talibu. Jalasatit Talibu. Okay? This is how we connect two words, because there is a beauty and eloquence in doing that. Jalasatit Talibu. Instead of saying Jalasat At-Talibatu, we say Jalasatit Talibatu. So, you will have to be careful. Many times you will see kasra in the Quran, brother, and that kasra is there because you want to join it, okay? But you as a student of Arabic language, we as a student of Arabic language, we will know what is actually there. Actually, it is tau tanisi with a sukun. Huh? We only put a kasra to join it. This is what number four is, brother. Number five, brothers and sisters. Number five is again comes with allazi. So we will stop here, take a break, recharge our batteries, and then we will do this. But brother, this will finish in next 15-20 minutes. The way we are going, maybe by midnight tonight we'll finish the book. Inshallah. Okay, brother. We will now take a break, inshallah. We are back, brothers and sisters, after delicious doklas. Jazakallahu khairan, ya Salma, for treating the class. And inshallah, you will bring some nice treats for the class every now and then, inshallah. Okay. So, now it is... We are only supposed to read. What is it? Ikra Jumlal Atiyata. Read the following sentence. But my request is that you should write also. You should write also. Huh? Okay, brother. First is a question. So we will only translate. Manil Fatal Ladhi Kharaja Min has come. What should be afterwards? Baiti, min baiti, mashallah. Manil fatal ladhi kharaja min baitika al-ana. Who is the young fellow? See, muzakkar. Al-fata is muzakkar. So, al-ladhi came as a naat. Min al-baitika al-ana. What is the answer? Huwa binu ammi. Huwa mubtada. Wabnu ammi, how many words? Three words. Three words. Don't forget ya mutakallim. Woh naraz ho jayegi if you forget it. She is there. Ya mutakallim. Are you with me? Wabnu ammi and then ya mutakallim. Okay? So, ibnu is your khabar. Mudaf, mudaf ilayhi, mudaf, mudaf ilayhi. Now see, fata, al-fata is muzakkar. And what is muannas? Al-fatatu. So when you say al-fatatu, al-lazi will change into al-lati. Got the idea? That's the what Dr. Abdul Rahim wants to learn. Did you get it, Sister Salma? Fatatu, Sister Naima, is followed by al-lati. Al-fata was followed by al-lazi. Why? Muzakkar and muannas. So, manil fatatul lati kharajat. See, before it was kharaja. Now it became kharajat min baitika al-ana ya Muhammad. Hiya bintu khalati. So, bintu khalati, how many words? Three words. Khabar. وَهُوَ مُدَاف خَالَتِي مُدَافِ لَهِ وَهُوَ مُدَاف and يَا مُتَقَلِّم مُدَافِ لَهِ. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Or shall I write it?
No.
Write it? Okay. See, brother, hiya. Bin tu khalati. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? What is here? Mubtada. What is this, brother? Khabar. Plus? Mudaf. What is this? Modaf Elehi. Are you with me? Plus Modaf. And what is this? Modaf Elehi. Does it make sense now? Sister Arifa? Hiya Bintu Khalati. She is the daughter of my Khala. Are you with me? Bintu Khalati. Khalu, mother's brother. And what is Khalati? Mother's sister. Number three. Liman miftahul ladhi alal maktabi. Who? Liman miftahu. To whom does this key? Allazi belong to. Allazi, which is on the desk. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Liman miftahu allazi alal maktabi. To whom this key belongs to, which is on the maktab, desk. What is the answer? Huwa lil mudarrisi. Huwa mubtada al mudarrisi jar majrur shibu jumla khabar. Lil mudarrisi jar majrur shibu jumla khabar. Very good. Next one, brother. Liman sa'atul lati. See, miftahu muzakkar. So allazi came. And sa'atu muannas. So what came? Do you see the difference? Sister Naima? Muannas, muzakkar. You see the difference? Sister Maimuna, do you see the difference, sister? Inshallah. Sister Arifa, you feel the difference? Sister Faiza, how about you, Sister Salma? Can you see the difference? Inshallah. Sister Manas, you can see the difference? Inshallah. Sister Nasreen, Nusrat? Sister Fatima, sister, do you see the difference? Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. What is the answer? Hiya li zawji ukhti. Maybe I should do it again. Hiya li zawji. I am putting ya mutakallim at the end. How many words li zawji ukhti? Four. How many? Four. What is the first? Li, harchar. Then zawji. And then ukhti. And then ya mutakallam. Do you see? Four. So I will say, what do I say here? Mubtada. And what is this? Harf jar. Okay? Harf jar, ism majrur. Okay? And then harf jar, and what is this? Ism majrur. Plus mudaf. What is this? Mudaf ilayhi. Plus it is, I'm sorry, I'm overwriting things here. And in the end, what is in the end? Mudaf ilayhi. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Is it clear? Inshallah. So where is our khabar? Li zawji. Li zawji jar majrur shibu jumla khabar. Okay. Now, brother, we go back to number one. Do you see alladhi has been underlined? Okay, fine. And that is our ismu mausula. Tell me, where is silatul mausula for number one? Kharaja min baytika al-ana. Everything is silatul mausul. Number two, where is اسم الموصول التي. Where is the silatul mausul? Again up to al-ana. You won't say ya part of silatul mausul because ya is a harfu nida and Muhammad is a munada. Okay? So only up to al-ana. Okay? Number third, al-lazi al-al-maktabi. Where is silatul mausul? Al-al-maktabi. Are you with me, Sister Salma? Al-al-maktabi. Now tell me, Sister Salma, number four, where is silatul mausul? Al-Sariri. Are you with me, everybody? Fine. Akmil jumla al-atiyata bi-wada'i. Now you will put suitable ism mausula, al-lazi or al-lati, in the blanks. In the blanks. Sister Salma, you take the first one. Al-kitabu, there is a blank. What will you put? Will you put al-lati or al-lazi? Al-lazi. Why? No, why? Your answer is right, but I am asking you why. No, your answer should be because Al-Kitab is Muzakkar, so Ismul Mausula is Muzakkar. Are you with me? You will see, if a Mausula you will put according to what you are trying to explain, you know. In this case, Al-Lazi is coming to explain about the Al-Kitab. Are you with me? That is the reason. And where is Silatul Mausul? Al-Al-Maktabi. So Al-Kitab is Mubtada. And where is the Khabar? Where is the Khabar, Sister Arifa? Lil Mudarris. MashaAllah. Okay. Number, Abir, you try to explain. Al-Kalamu. Yes. See, al-kalamu maksurun. That is the sentence. Mubtada khabar. So, al-lazi, because al-kalamu is muzakkar. So, use al-lazi. Sister Abir, tell me where is silatul mausul? That's it. Fi hakibati. Maksurun is khabar. Got the idea? Okay. Very good. Sister Faiza. As-sayaratu. What will you say? Lati, mashallah. Al-lati. Because sayaratu is monas. Now it will come al-lati. Very good. Yes. So, sayaratu is your muftida. Where is khabar? Lit-tabibi jadid. Jadid is not. Lit tabibi. Tell me where is the silatul mausul, Sister Faiza? Al-ana. Up to al-ana. Are you following now, brothers, everybody? We are going in a little detail so that you get some idea. You know, again I repeat, even if you understand 70%, 75%, it is good. Because we will be repeating it all the time and you will get stronger, inshallah. Sister Fatima, Al-Kalbu. What will you say after Al-Kalbu? Al-Lazi, mashallah. Al-Kalbu, Al-Lazi. Then, Fil Hadikati, Jar Majrur. What is the last thing? Maridun. What is the sentence actual? Al-Kalbu. Maridun, dog is sick. Okay? Don't be surprised. Dog can also get sick. But poor fellow cannot say, I am sick. So, where is the silatul mausul, Sister Fatima? Silatul mausul? Can you figure out? Fil hadikati. Where is it? Fil hadikati. That is your silatul mausul. Would you agree with me? Sister Abir, is it correct? Inshallah. Okay. Now it is Al-Fata. Sister Naima, Al-Fata. The young fellow. What will you say? Al-Lazi. Again, Kharaja min al-Masjidi al-Ana. And what is next one? Ibn al-Muazzini. Son of Muazzam. The young fellow who came out of the masjid now is the son of Muazzin. Huh? Okay? So where is your khabar? Ibnu wa huwa mudaf. And al-Muazzin mudaf ilayhi. Okay. Where is the silatul mawsul if you can figure out? Kharaja min al masjidi ana. Up to here is your silatul mawsul. MashaAllah. Now, sisters, ji, you got your mubtada and khabar, okay. Sister Sukhaina, number 6 is yours. MashaAllah. Okay, brother, look at it. Tilka is your mubtada. And Sister Sukhaina, what is Battatu? Badal, mashallah. Tilkal Battatu. So Battatu is Badal. Got it? Everybody got it? Badal. And then Al, it is Muannas, so you'll say Allati. Now that will come as a Naat. Okay. Tahta Shajarati. Yeah, Tahta Shajarati is Silatul Mausul. Tahta Shajarati is your silatul mausul. What is tahta? Zarf. And what is sajarati? Mudaf ilayhi. These two are silatul mausul. And where is the khabar for? But tilka, where is the khabar? Li bintil fillahi. How many words are there? 3. That li binti jar majrur. Shibu jumla khabar. Alhamdulillah, you got it. Sister Arifa, Al-Baytul Jadidu. Lil Waziri. No, Sister Arifa, tell me where is Mubtida? Al-Baytu. And what is Al-Jadidu? No. Remember it is... No. Not. Al-Baytu Al-Jadidu. The new house. Al-Baytu Al-Jadidu. Are you with me? Al-Baytu Al-Jadidu. Inshallah, we are going to devote little extra time on adjectives. I will, inshallah, I'll tell you to read the page in the handout, then we'll work here. Okay, brothers and sisters. Al-Baytu Mubtada. Al-Jadidu Naat. Again Al-Lazi will be Naat here. Okay. Now Fi Zalik Ash-Shari. What is this Fi Zalik Ash-Shari? Silatul Mausul. Fine. Silatul Mausul. Who said that? Silatul Mausul? Who said that? Okay. Sukhaina, that is correct. But inshallah I'll ask you. I'm trying to ask Sister Arifa everything. I'm trying to ask Sister Arifa everything. Sister Arifa, fi zalik ash-shari. Okay. Fi, what is fi? Everybody should watch this sentence. Fi harfchar. What is zalika? Ism majrur. Harfchar, ism majrur. So brother and sister, zalika has come. What is the shari? Badal. What is it? What is badal? Are you with me, Sister Arifa? Shari'i is badal. Because it comes after zalika. All of sisters, all of you, you got it? Here, I want you to understand. Fi, harfjar, zalika, ism majrur, and shari is badal. Lil waziri, what is lil waziri, Sister Arifa? Shibu jumla khabar. So, where is the sentence? Al-Baytul Jadidu Lil Waziri. Got the idea? That is your sentence. Al-Baytul Jadidu Lil Wazir. Fine. Now, Sister Aisha, Adarsu. MashaAllah. MashaAllah. Okay, now try to explain us. What is Adarsu? Mubtida. And then you said Allazi, which is correct. What is Allazi? Naat. As ismu mausula, but it is also coming as a nath, because it is describing the dars. Okay? Fine. What is ba'da? Zarf. And what is haza? After zarf comes mudafilehi. Okay? So it is mudafilehi. And watch carefully. Haza darsi. What is darsi? Badal. MashaAllah. Did everybody get it? Sisa Naima, Haza came. And what is after Haza? Dars came with Alif Lam, definite. And if Haza, Baada is Zarf. Zarf will have Mudafilehi, which is Majroor. So is Haza Majroor? Is Haza Majroor? Raise your hands who know it. Is Haza Majroor? Yes, it is Majroor. Why it is Majroor? Because it came after the zarf. So you see, haza, we cannot see anything because it has got only one uniform. It's only one form, haza. But now I know haza is majroor because it has come after a zarf, so it is mudafilehi. Now if the haza is majroor, the badal will also be majroor. Are you with me? That is why. Yeah, sure. Okay, brother. Sahlun. What is sahlun? Khabar. And what is jiddan? Jiddan means very. We are not going to go into that. But tell me, look at jiddan, Sister Aisha. Tell me, what do you see there? Jiddan. Ji? It is mansub, mashallah. May Allah bless you and all of us. Zadikillahu ilman, may Allah increase you in knowledge. So jiddan, at least we know it is mansub. Sister Salma? Brother Hassan? It is mansub. Brother Farooq? Why? We will learn later on in book 3. Okay, fine. So in other words, brothers and sisters, Ba'da Hazar Darsi, what will you call Aisha Ba'da Hazar Darsi? Silatul Mausul. Are you getting there? Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Next one, Sister okay. Now this of course you will only, Sister Maimuna, you will Allati will come and Jalasat Amam al Madrasati will be the Silatul Mausul. Because it is a question, I am not. Okay. Try to translate. Manil Fatatul Lati. Who's in the front of the teacher? Who is this young sister who's sitting in front of the teacher? Sister Naima, you said you have a question?
No, I understood.
You understood? Okay, fine. Now, what is the answer? Min Malaysia. She is a student. Here and Mubtada Talibatun is your khabar. Sister Nasir, would you like to attempt it? Now again it's a question mark. Okay. Li Sadiqi. MashaAllah. Okay. So Allati came. How will you translate? That handbag which is under the desk belongs to you, Ya Khalid? Does it belong to you, Ya Khalid? What is the answer? No. Here to my friend Muhammad. Brother, everybody be careful. I'm writing it and we are going to analyze it. I will let Sister Nasreen do the job, and then if she can't, then the next person will do the job. If she can't, then the next person will do the job. La, and what is it? Here, li. See, I'm deliberately putting ya little further, and then I'm writing Muhammadin. Okay, brother. La is a harfu nafi. Sahi? Sister Nasreen, what is hiya? Mubtada, mashallah. And what is li? Harfcha. Harfcha should have a ism majroor. Where is ism majroor? Sadiqi. Wa huwa mudaf. And then ya mutakallim, mudaf ilahi. Sahi? Are you with me? Okay, let me write it down. Li, harfchar, sadiqi, ism majroor, plus mudaf, and ya mutakallim, mudaf, ilahi. Got the idea? Three words. Sister Nasreen, what is this Muhammadin doing here? Who is he? No. Khabar is your li sadiqi. And remember, if the khabar is one word, it is always marfu. It is not that. Okay, Sister Mehnaz. It is badal. MashaAllah. MashaAllah. How did you figure out? Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. May zadikallahu ilman. May Allah increase your knowledge. Now look at this. This is the another way of badal coming. Now you got to watch. See? If I say, only li sadiqi, is it complete? Sentence is complete? Yes. It belongs to my friend. Now I remove sadiqi and I say hiya li Muhammadin. It's still the complete sense. So Muhammadin is somewhere related into here. Where is it related, brother? Muhammad? Sadiqi. Sadiqi. So if sadiqi comes, then Muhammadin is the badal for, substitute for sadiqi. I can change it. Are you with me? I can change it. I can just say, hiya li Muhammadin. Even if I remove it, I say, hiya li sadiqi. But if I use both of them, hiya li sadiqi, and then Muhammadin is the substitute for sadiqi. Sadiqi is ism majroor. Sahi? Are you with me? So the badal has to be majroor. Got the idea? Why it is Muhammadin? Because mubdal minhu. Do not worry about that term. From where the badal is coming. So where is the badal coming from? Sadiqi. Li harfchar. Sahi? Is li harfchar? And what is sadiqi, Sister Abir? Isam majroor. Yeah. What is li harfchar? Isam majroor. Okay? Now, what is Muhammad? Is the substitute for Sadiqi. So if this is Majroor, then the Badal has to be Majroor. Write it down this, brothers and sisters. This is one of the different form of Badal. We will be getting, coming across them. In the Quran they will come and you will be able to figure out. Brother, my point is this. I am going in detail. I'm not supposed to. But I think you are very strong, and if we study slowly, slowly, you will, inshallah, learn. Okay, brothers and sisters? And you will understand. Did you understand this? How the Muhammad became Badal? Inshallah. Again at home, you will read it and think over it. Fine, brother. Al-Kalimatul Jadidatul. Al-Ammu. What is Al-Ammu? What is Al-Ammu? Al-Akhul. Akhul Abi. Brother of? Father. So brother, Akhul Abi. What is Akhul Abi? Mudaf. Mudaf ilahi. Got it? Fine. Al-Ammatu. Okay. Ukhtul Abi. What is Sister Salma? Ukhtul Abi? Yeah, I know that.
Oh,
Mubtada. No, there is no Mubtada khabar. Mudaf, mudaf ilayhi. Sister, you said sister off. So that is mudaf, mudaf ilayhi. Okay. Al-khalu. Sister Abir, what is al-khalu? Akhul ummi. Akhul ummi. What is akhul ummi? Translate?
Brother of
mother. See? You said brother of mother. Very good. Now, Sister Naima, al-khalatu. Al-khalatu. No. Ukhtul ummi. Now, ukhtul ummi is your mudaf, mudaf ilayhi. Ukhtul ummi, sister of the mother. Al-khalatu. And then brother, sayyidi, masculine, and sayyidati, feminine. Mustashfal, viladati, maternity, home. Alhamdulillah, is it clear, inshallah? This lesson was not difficult. It took us long, little longer because I tried to go in detail and explain you Silatul Mawsul. I thought if I put that thing in your mind now, you will be able to understand better later on. How's it, Brother Muhammad? Do you have any question? You, it's clear? Now, Brother, this is a long lesson and it is a very interesting lesson. And watch for it, Brother. Brother, here we come. Haza, and what is here, brother? Zalika. And then, Hajihi, and then, Tilka. Brother, Haza is your Ismu Ishara Lil Kareem, Muzakkar, Muannas. Zalika is your Ismu Ishara Lil Ba'id. Oneness. Now we go to the plurals. What is it? What do we call it? Ha'ulai. Jama. For near. What will be for the far? It comes in the Quran. Ha'ulai and ulaika. Are you with me? Brothers and sisters, are you looking at me? Ha'ulai. Ismu ishara lil qareeb. What is it, brothers and sisters? Ismu ishara lil qareeb. Ismu ishara lil qareeb. Ulaika. Ismu ishara lil ba'id. Are you with me? If you will read the key which Dr. Saab has provided, you will understand everything. So inshallah you try to read ahead in the key at least, little bit at once, so that when I explain you, you will understand better. Brother, here it is masculine and feminine. And here it is masculine and feminine. What about ha'ulai? It is for both. This is for masculine plus feminine. And this also, brother and sister, is for masculine plus feminine. Okay? Now, we are not going to do the lesson now. We are going to learn a little bit extra. From lesson number 13, we are going to learn plurals. We are going to learn plurals. And I want you to look on page number 69 in the old book. On your left-hand side, what do you see? Plurals. What do you see on the left-hand side, Salma? Look at there. What do you see on left-hand side? Plurals. Do you see plurals? Okay. I want you to make groups with your pencil. You will make a group like this. Okay? What is the first group? Look at the first word. Brother Muhammad, what is the first word?
Azah.
No. We are only looking at the plurals. Tullabun. What is it?
Tullabun.
What is the singular of tullabun? Talibun. Sahi? So tullabun. Look at the word properly. Tullabun. Brother, the beauty of Arabic is amazing. Things come on certain patterns. And we will learn those patterns slowly, slowly. As they come in front of us, our mind will be able to identify them. Okay? Tullabun. What is the next one, Brother Muhammad? Tujjarun. Can you see a similarity? Tullabun. Tujjarun. Same pattern. Next one, brother? Hujjajun. See, you have to say it properly. Hujjajun. This three, you make a bracket. And the wazan is, you'll write down this wazan. Fu'alun. It is on the pattern of fu'alun. Now, we keep this pattern in mind. Brother and sister, you do not have to sit and memorize them. Just try to understand. There is a pattern. What is that pattern? Fu'alun. Ek pattern hai. Whenever you see some plurals, you will recognize that this is on the pattern of fu'alun. Brother Hassan, what is your next one? Rijalun. What is singular?
Rajulun.
Rajulun. So Rajulun became Rijalun. And brother, next one?
Kibarun.
Are you with me? Kibarun. Okay. What is next one? Do you see it as a pattern? Sigarun. What is the next one?
Kisarun.
And what is the next one? Okay. See here? Kabirun became Kibarun. Sagirun became Sigarun. Qasirun became Kisarun. And Tawilun became Tiwal. These are the patterns. What is it in English, brother and sister? You just give S. You just give S and it becomes plural. But in Arabic, the plurals are like an ocean. They are different. But that is what makes it so beautiful and eloquent and colorful. And there is a sweetness and music into it in every word. Starting from Rijalun to Tiwalun, put a bracket and what will you write down? Fi'alun. What is the pattern, brother? You will write it, sister. Wahan pe likhe aap, on your book. Write down Fi'alun. See, now you see, fi-a-lun. Now look at ri-ja-lun. Ki-ba-run. Si-ka-run. Are you see, can you see the pattern? Why I'm doing this, brother and sister? Just so that you have something there for you. Every now and then, this thing will click. And later on, after some time, when you will see a different nouns, oh, you will say, okay, now this is plural on this pattern. And you will, inshallah, understand it, memorize it, inshallah. It will make it easy for you. Okay, brother Abdul Samad, we have awladun, abna'un, a'mamun. Okay, this is one pattern. Put a bracket. What is singular of awladun? Waladun. And what is singular of Ibnun? And what is the singular of Amamun? Ammun, your uncle, cha-cha. Okay? Put a bracket. And what kind of a pattern we get? Af'alun. What is it? Af'alun. See, these are made on this pattern. Af'alun. Brothers? You do not have to memorize it. Just write it for today. I want you to write it today and read it at home, all these jama. Okay. Shaykh Shuyukh. Daif Duyuf. What is the pattern now? Fu'ulun. What is the pattern? Fu'ulun. Brother, again today I will ask you to give me 5 minutes more. So, Sister Salma, are you with me? Fu'ulun. Shaykh. No, you know all shuyukh. You have heard this, but this is jama on a certain pattern. Fine. Next one is, brother, Zumala'u and Fukara'u. What is the pattern? You can even, inshallah, figure out. Fu'ala'u. Fu'ala'u. Keep on putting brackets. Fu'ala'u. What is the next one? Agniya'u. Asdika'u. Attiba'u. What is the pattern? Af'ila'u. Just write down. Today you are only writing af'ila'u. This later on will help you in understanding and memorizing, inshallah. Okay, brother? Fityatun, ikhwatun. This is two pattern. This two belongs to one pattern. Fi'alatun. What is it, brother and sisters? Fi'alatun. I will only take 5 minutes more, no more than that. Fi'alatun. And then we have one more pattern. Jududun. The only one thing came. Brother, jadid. What is the plural of jadid? Judud. Judud. Okay. It is fu'ulun. What is it? Fu'ulun. 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 Okay. Brother, now comes a different pattern. What are they, brother? Now, mudarrisuna, muhandisuna, fallahuna, mujtahiduna, muslimuna, and I give you extra, mu'minuna, sa'imuna, kanituna. Are you with me? Now, what are these? These are patterns. So what do you do? This pattern, only this pattern, starting from mudarrisuna until muslimuna, it is called jama muzakkar salim. What is it called? What do you say in English? Sound masculine plural. We are going to study this tomorrow again. But I thought if I introduce you now, you will be able to have some idea today. How do you make Jama Muzakkar Salim? Brother? Why is it called Jama Muzakkar Salim? Why it is called sound masculine plural? This is how you make it. Are you looking at me? Watch me, brother and sisters. Sister Arifa. You add Wow noon, okay, to a singular, okay. What is the singular here? Muslimun, okay. Now you add wow noon to it. What will it become? Muslimun. Are you with me? When you made this, brothers and sisters, you did not break this. Did you break it? No, still Muslimu is there in the plural. You did not break it. So, if you don't break it, it means it is sound masculine plural. Jama Muzakkar Salim. So, whenever the plurals are made on this pattern by adding Waw Noon, you call it sound masculine plural. Are you with me? Okay, we are only learning Muzakkar now, brother. If I say mominun, make it plural, mominuna. If I say saimun, saimuna. If I say khashiun, khashiuna. If I say hafizun, hafizuna. If I say talibun, No, that is wrong. It is tullabun. You see, now we have to watch it. I said talibun, you said talibun, no, it is tullabun. Are you with me? But if I tell you, brothers and sisters, sa'imun, sa'imuna. If I say hafizun, hafizuna. If I say zakirun, zakiruna. Are you with me? Zakirun, zakiruna. Are you with me? So this is the pattern how you make from singular into plural. If you do it on this pattern, what is it called? Al-jama muzakkar salim. It is called jama muzakkar salim. Sound masculine plural. Okay. One more minute, brother. Okay. Mudarrisun became mudarrisuna. Muhandisun became muhandisuna. Fallahun became fallahuna. And mujtahidun became mujtahiduna. And muslimun became muslimuna. Okay, brother? And then if I say mu'minun, mu'minuna. Zakirun, zakiruna. Okay, tajirun, tujjarun. It is a different pattern. Tajirun is not tajiruna, tujjarun. Are you with me? Waladun, avladun. Ibnun, abnau. So, brother, this is the magic in Arabic language. It may sound little difficult and complex, but as we read along, it becomes very easy. It becomes very easy, you know. So inshallah, we'll continue this tomorrow. I would like you to go home and do this exercise. How will you do this exercise? Only this exercise. We have not done the lesson, but we are doing the exercise. What is the exercise? Hadha talibun. How will you make it into jama? Aulai tullabun. Remember, brother, mubtada and khabar match. Hadha talibun, both are singular, both are muzakkar. Now if you make it tullabun, then it is haulai tullabun. Are you with me? Haulai. Next one, brother. Haulai tujjarun. Next one. Haulai hujjajun. Next one. Haulai rijalun. Next one. Haulai kibarun. Next one. Haulai sigarun. Next one. Haulai kisarun. Tiwalun. What is this, brother? This is another dokla. What is this? Another dokra. This is halwa puri, brother. What are you doing? Haza into haulai? And talib into tullabu? Is it difficult? No. Try to do this tonight. And we will repeat it tomorrow. And then inshallah you will become very strong. Rabbana. Atina fi dunya hasanatan wa fil akhirati hasanatan wa kina azab an-nar. ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين واجعلنا للمتقين اماما ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزه عما